Good morning. Welcome to our Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting. It's Tuesday, June 9th at 9:35 a.m. The first item on the agenda is to review minutes from our meeting that was held last Tuesday on June 2nd.
Motion to approve the minutes as provided for the Daggett County Municipal Building Authority date for Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026.
We have a motion and a second to approve as presented the meeting minutes from Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Issue updates on the water treatment plant project.
I'm still moving forward with the automation and the SCADA for the plant so that it won't have to be run manually. Hoping in the next 2 to 3 weeks to have it completed, and that should have us closed down. And then I've talked to Trevor about having a ribbon cutting and a celebration of that facility. We'll need to coordinate that at some point.
Great. That'll be a big one to get finished up.
Yes, sir.
Randy, anything on the Daggett County Health Business and Community Center?
Still moving ahead. You got anything, Jesse?
No.
They were lined up to pour some concrete today. I don't know. Moving ahead with the weather. Jesse doesn't like the raindrop finish on the concrete.
Next 2 weeks, they should all be done with all curb and gutter and flat work and final prep for asphalt, even though asphalt won't come until about the 11th hour.
And that's anticipated. When do you anticipate within, not tying you down, but is it in terms of prep, are you asking for a window to have it ready when you're ready?
Yeah.
What's that window?
It's still looking about the third week in July.
Great.
So.
I don't think Hattie wants to leave, so.
Yeah.
He's gotten too comfortable.
I don't think you'd talk to him.
I know. That was full in jest.
Okay.
I think he's,
yeah,
he's ready for something, else.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm not ready for him to leave. How about that?
Well, you don't get any of the corn dogs anyway. So.
Who does? Who does get them?
Me.
Oh, you're not sharing.
There's only two of them.
All right.
I thought it was two boxes.
Might have been two per person, but you weren't one of the two.
One of the two.
All right, very good. Any legislation discussion today? Lynn, do you have anything for us today?
Oh, I don't have anything for you. Just listening to see if you have anything for me.
Not that I know of at this moment.
Great.
Thanks for being with us.
Hey, let me know when you need us.
For sure, we will. All right. Is there any citizen comment today for the Municipal Building Authority? All right. Then let's move on to review the open invoice register and, or sorry, the cash summary and the accounts receivable report is first.
Let's see, accounts receivable.
Will you have citizens' comments after that, or did I miss my shot?
We will. This is for the Municipal Building Authority meeting. We will in the commission meeting still.
Yes.
Yeah, we haven't got to that point yet, Mike.
Great.
in accounts receivable.
I think there's one in the... Let me double check.
I don't see one in anything.
Maybe we don't have one today for either meeting. I don't either. Just the cash summary. So let's just review the cash summary.
Motion to acknowledge receipt of the cash summary. For the MBA fund, 40, is that
45.
45, there it is.
So a motion and a second has been made to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary for the Municipal Building Authority as of 6/5/2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We do have an open invoice register to review. Let's do that now.
Make a motion to approve the Municipal Building Authority of Daggett County Open Invoice Register dated 6/4/2026 in the amount of $49,790.50. And it looks like both of those expenses are tied to the water treatment plant project.
Second.
Motion and a second has been made to approve the open invoice register for the Municipal Building Authority as of 6/4/2026 in the amount of $49,790.50. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Now the disbursement summary for the MBA. Nope, I'm sorry. That's Daggett County.
The last page of the... This one's... Is this the right one?
Oh, actually, I think it is. Oh, it yep, I'm Daggett sorry. County it says lines, it says Daggett County on both disbursement summaries, but the short one is, I believe, for the MBA.
Do we have Carrie?
I don't see Carrie.
Is Brianne here today? Do we know? Yeah. Okay. Those purchases, I think that Division of Finance one is the first payment on the water treatment plant. I recognize the other ones from previous questions.
Yeah.
So I think if we'll make the motion to... Did we void... This to, I guess we're avoiding it twice. It's 69.47. It was the same amount that we voided last time, but it's a different total amount of payments.
That we did last week, is that what you're referring to? Yeah, it would have been on the open invoice register last week.
But in the disbursement summary, there was the exact same void amount. last week as there is this week, so I'm not sure why.
Okay, I don't. Maybe a coincidence. I'm not sure.
Right. Well, in the interest of time, let me see if Rhiann's here. If she's not, think about how you want to do it.
And Carrie was not in, is that correct?
No, she's gone. She's in meetings. She'll be gone the rest of the week.
Okay.
I guess where we're not approving it and we're acknowledging receipt of it, we can raise the question.
I concur.
So I'll make a motion to acknowledge receipt of the open invoice, the disbursement summary.
Yes.
It says Daggett County, but from everything I can see, it should be Daggett County MBA from 528 to 64. And in the amount of $57,834.02. With a void amount of $869.47. And then that's created a question that we can hopefully have answered next week to know if that's a just coincidence that it happened to be the same for both, or that there wasn't a duplication of effort. So the motion's made to acknowledge receipt.
Sure. We have a motion and a second to acknowledge the receipt of the disbursement summary for the Daggett County MBA from 528 to 6/4/2026 in the amount of $57,834.02 with a void amount of $869.47. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, moving on to correspondence. Any correspondence for the MBA today? I don't see any in the packet. I don't know of any otherwise. Calendar review. Any notables for the calendar?
For the MBA?
Yes, sir.
I don't have anything.
Okay, let's move on to policy and legislation. Item number one, discussion and consideration of the Daggett County Health Business Community Center budget. Jesse, do you have anything for discussion on this item today?
So I was just going to start the process of, there's some peripherals through the project that I believe will be unauthorized through CIB, and as these items come up independently, I'll reach out to Candace to make sure that we're getting the correct information. But I was just curious as to if you guys had any thoughts or a plan that we could use to fund some of these peripherals. The one that's on the top of my mind is we've got $55,750 in window coverings that were not part of the project. And so obviously if Kenda says that project funds can be used for that, that'll be an easy solution. And if she doesn't, were you guys thinking rural hospital tax would be inappropriate? How do you cover some of those peripheral expenses?
I think so, and especially Jessica and I spoke about this a little bit on Saturday. Given the fact that we were willing to commit funds that have been unspent currently to date from the Earl Hospital tax, I would be in favor of doing that up to the amount that we had originally approved without any other real approval or discussion.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. Any thoughts from you, Randy, or Jack?
And the question is, was it because it was omitted from the, it wasn't part of the original ask as a line item, or?
Correct.
Yeah, it wasn't on the plans or in the specifications for the project.
And I'm just unsure of where CID draws that line between building infrastructure and furnishings.
I see.
And so obviously we'll screen everything like that through Candace to make sure.
Just make sure it fits the scope or not.
Exactly.
I think that first ask, and then, yeah. And you already know what they should cost for install and purchase.
And
it would fit in either contingency in terms of available funding?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, no, and we operated on the advice of the CIB board at the time of our initial funding, where we had applicant cash that we were willing to bring forward from rural hospital tax.
And this would be a part of that?
Yeah. But the advice of the board was hold on to that. There's things that are not going to fit within the project scope that you're going to need to acquire.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, but if it does fit within the scope and it is permissible by CIB, that would be, and it's part of our contingency, that'd be good too.
Yeah. Okay, very good. So, thank you, guys.
Certainly. Welcome, Joel. How are you today?
Doing good. Doing good, thanks.
Good. Good. Thanks for being with us. All right. Anything else that we need to discuss today? Any need for a closed session for the MBA?
Not for the MBA.
Okay. Anything else that we need to discuss? I believe we've covered all the items on the agenda.
Yep, I'm good.
Hearing none, I'll adjourn the meeting by acclamation at 9:52. We are adjourned.